back in the visit. Here we are. This is Dr. Bill Deagle of NutriMedical Report Hour 2, Friday, the 21st of February. We have an amazing guest, brilliant guest, Harley Schlanger, a senior advisor within the organization LaRouche Foundation, and of course he is in Berlin, Germany. He's a world-class expert on geopolitical issues and analysis of events and had lots of contacts and lectured around the world. Under Linda LaRouche is now passed, but he was a brilliant man, and of course Helga Zepp LaRouche is his wife, who's also bright and still alive and lecturing. Harley, lots of stuff. We have an article we're going to go to almost immediately. I'm going to go down to my mail here, and we have your article about the issue about the Mr. Stone, Roger Stone sentencing brings the swamp out into the open. I'd like you to kind of talk about what you're talking about here, because this is, we're bringing it, we're seeing the crystallization of the swamp. We're seeing the crystallization of the face of evil. I believe, in a sense, we're in the apocalypse or the unveiling. And you're good at unveiling stuff, you know. And what I see, for example, and I want to mention this before we get into it later, I've got a lot of accumulative evidence. In fact, I've interviewed three times in the last 2 weeks Professor Francis Boyle, who brought in the 1989 Bioterrorism Act. And I've accumulated evidence, which is now getting pretty heavy, that this SARS coronavirus was actually instituted by the West to be a race-specific bioweapon against the Communist Chinese as they got involved with this first phase of this treaty and financial accord with the West. And I think it's a counter-response to the Belt and Road Program and the plan of China to become a world financial power, et cetera, that this is directly, again, it's not just an accident released from the Wuhan BSL-4 facility. It's the majority of cases and the majority of deaths. In fact, if you look at the genetics, even of males that are Hispanic or Asian, they're at higher risk because of the genetics of this virus of dying. Did you know that? So this is, in a sense, designed specifically to be a race-specific bioweapon to kill predominantly Asians and the Asian males. Isn't that wild?
Well, so, I'd like to see the evidence for it.
I've got it. In fact, I'm going to be having interviews over the weekend. I have further evidence. I already gave some because I actually gave a paper yesterday that's from top experts, and I've had Dr. Francis Boyle on it. So the evidence exists. I have it, okay? And the fact
I knew Francis to be a quite serious person.
Right, so. And others. I have other experts, too. And what's happened is I have the gene sequencing from the Indian scientists and other people, so I have inside contacts inside Communist China. So I don't believe the Chinese are stupid enough to let this thing leak out and just kill their own population. And they're trying to do things, but they're not controlling it. So I'm trying to get through to the Communist Chinese government, and I've already sent an email a few days ago to try to help them. I had a vision a few weeks ago, by the way, that China's like a womb of the earth. It's like a woman pregnant, because a quarter of the human population are Chinese. In fact, yesterday I interviewed Pastor Carl Gallops, and his friend is a Messianic pastor in Israel. This pastor, Zev Parat, his wife is Chinese, from China. And the Chinese people are literally 80% of the new Christian believers in the world in the last 30 years are Chinese. People need to understand China is actually breaking out. I mean, I think the comment that was made about a century ago by the previous Prime Minister of Britain, basically at the time of Queen Elizabeth, when she first was in power, that when China wakes up, it'll be like, you know, the whole world will shake. Well, the Chinese people are very driven people, and what's going on right now, whether you're talking about communism or whatever, their Belt and Road program is brilliant. I believe that it can, in a sense, bring business up of second and first and third world countries up, and if properly collaborated in the four powers agreement that Lyndon had, this is going to literally bring the world to an economic level of a balance for everybody. It won't be just one little group of nations that are control all the economy. It'll be, you know, basically everybody will have ability to have a decent job, a decent home, a decent pen that doesn't skip, and decent food, and a non-toxic world. And unfortunately, although people want to stigmatize it because there are some bad things about communism, there's bad things about capitalism in the West now, I believe I have enough evidence now to indicate that this thing that was released was a bioweapon specifically against the Communist Chinese and specifically against males. That's not good, and I have the genetics to prove it. Now, what I want you to talk about is the thing about Stone. I've interviewed Stone a number of times on video over the last number of years, and he's on my video archives. I believe the man is brilliant. In fact, Stone was one of the primary architects that kind of directed Trump to get into power. And this entire sentencing thing is obscene, and I want you to talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, let's start with the most important point, which is that Roger Stone is guilty of no crime.
Right.
If, in fact, Mueller could not prove collusion, then how could Roger be guilty of lying to cover up collusion?
Right.
So the crime itself makes no sense. The five counts of lying to Congress are all related to things he said in congressional testimony about WikiLeaks, about Assange, about Guccifer II.
Right.
And in every single case, there's no cover-up, and there's nothing that he's lying about, because the Roger's view, which is the correct view, is that there was no Russian hacking.
Right. So in other words, he had a qualified opinion, is what you're saying, right?
No, it's not opinions. It's psychological warfare and an attack on Trump.
Right, of course it is. Yeah.
Roger was attacked in particular because he was the main architect of Trump's campaign. Now, so the first point is that the five counts of lying to Congress are a fraud. The obstruction of justice is a fraud because there was nothing to obstruct.
Right.
And the last count, that he was intimidating a witness by saying he was going to take his dog, that's the kind of banter that he had with this friend of his, Credico, who himself said he never felt intimidated or threatened by Rogers. So where's the witness intimidation?
Right.
So there were seven counts that were completely phony. Now, then the jury foreman was an anti-Trumper who was sending out social media messages during the trial attacking Trump and Roger and praising the prosecutors.
Right.
So the judge in the case did agree that she would look into whether this had an effect on the jury, which obviously it did, and that Roger may get a new trial. But what happened last week is that the prosecutors who made the case against him insisted that he serve 7 to 9 years. And Attorney General Barr, looking at this, which the Attorney General has a perfect right to evaluate every sentence that's come up with his department comes up with.
Right.
That's part of his job. And Barr had a team that was looking into this as Roger's sentencing on February 20th was approaching. Now, Trump, the day before the trial, two days before, sent out a tweet saying that it's barbaric, it's a miscarriage of justice, this long sentence is unacceptable. But Barr was already investigating it. What the media keeps saying is that after Trump's tweet, Barr responded to Trump by changing the sentence. But that's not true. He was already looking into it.
Yeah, in fact, the timeline is that he was already looking at it long before Trump made his tweet, right? Go ahead.
I don't know about long before. But,
well, it was days before. It was days before.
At least 3 or 4 days. In other words, he wasn't responding to Trump's tweet.
Right.
Now, what happened then is that when he issued the statement that it should be a much shorter sentence, you had 1,100 former Justice Department employees sign a letter saying that Barr should resign because this is a violation of the law, which is not true.
Yeah, I know.
But the important point is that it shows that within the Justice Department, you have a criminal permanent bureaucracy, which believes that they alone have the right to interpret the law.
Right.
And the president or his appointed officials or elected officials have no responsibility. It's up to the Justice Department professionals. Now, this is exactly what we saw with the State Department on the Ukraine question. These permanent bureaucrats who think they know better and that they are the arbiters of determining what should be done. So this is what some people call the deep state or the swamp.
Right.
Or essentially what you have is a permanent class of officials who take their direction from the imperial forces that run the government.
Yeah, it's no different than the imperial forces of, let's say, the Soviet Union or the imperial forces of the Tsar of Russia. It's like a new form of imperial corporate czarinas that run everything. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Well, it's even more powerful than that, because the Tsar was the Tsar of Russia. The empire is an empire of the global financial system.
Right, and it's all interlocked now to the point where I found out that CalPERS, which is the financial arm that's actually been infiltrated by one Chinese person, but it's basically the corrupt politicians here in America. And they're selling out America, not just to China, but all over the world. And people don't understand this is all interlocked now. And it's not just to China, it's everywhere. And these people manage everything, don't they?
Well, let's stick to the Roger Stone question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this is the important point that I was trying to make.
Right, right.
When they came after Barr, Barr made the statement that Trump is making his job harder by tweeting. And Trump said he agrees with Barr about that, but he's not going to stop tweeting.
Right.
Because he knows he has to reach the population that way.
Right.
Now, immediately, you had people like Elizabeth Warren say that Barr should be impeached. You had Maxine Waters, who said he should be disbarred and jailed.
What?
You had the Democrats...
Well, Maxine Waters, like she's out of... She's on a day pass, let's put it that way. She's so crazy.
Well, she's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But they were going at Barr and at Trump because they'd lost the impeachment case. They lost the Russiagate case. They're still looking for things. Now, in the meantime, you still had the sentencing coming up of Roger. And yesterday he was sentenced to 3 years and 4 months. And there were people saying, oh, this is a victory.
Well, they delayed the sentencing because they're trying to put it off with whether or not they're going to even...
No, they didn't delay the sentencing. His sentence is 3 years, 4 months.
Right, but they delayed the actual passage of it, so it means they may actually allow him to have a new trial, because he's actually...
Well, they delayed the jailing of Roger.
Right.
But his sentence stands.
Right.
His sentence for 3 years, 4 months stands. The judge may, and I doubt that she will, but may grant him a new trial. What Trump said, then, is that if, in fact, the process plays out and he's got to go to jail, Trump may pardon him, which I think he'll do.
Yeah.
The important thing is that we're seeing in the aftermath of the failure of the articles of impeachment after Trump was acquitted by the Senate,
right,
we're seeing Trump on a very stern, sweeping shift, getting rid of a number of people. 70 members of the National Security Council have been reassigned.
Including people like Lindman, right? This guy who's a very arrogant character who gave horrendous comments that were not based in reality, even didn't even know Trump, and made comments to the so-called Congressional Committee run by Adam Schiff. And by the way, I changed the last two letters of his name. It's not FF, it's TT. And you know the most nasty-smelling manure in the world? It's moose manure. And that's what this man is full of. Go ahead.
So what happened then is that you had Trump also remove the number three person at the Defense Department.
Right.
Rood is his name, because he was the person who raised an issue about not holding back the money to Ukraine. Then there's one other case. Well, there's several other cases where
right.
He's now moving to clean people out.
Right. Good.
And this is coming at the same point that some of these permanent bureaucrats fear the report that's going to be released by Barr and Durham, the investigation, which is not a report, it's going to be indictments.
Right.
So we're now seeing the possibility that this shadow government, by being forced into the open... Oh, I know what the other point is. You had his director of national intelligence, McGuire,
right,
sent his assistant to the House Intelligence Committee to say that the Russians are planning to interfere in the 2020 campaign.
I couldn't believe that.
Could
you
believe
that? Can you believe that? I mean, hearing this, I'm thinking, why are you out in a day pass, idiot, and you're trying to say the same crap that was the basis for the Russiagate in the first place? This guy needs to not only go to jail, he needs to go to a psychiatric facility, right?
Trump's response was that McGuire, who is the acting director, is now gone.
Right.
And he's looking for a new director. But what's important again here is that you had the permanent bureaucracy working with Schiff's committee.
Right.
To put out the story that not only did Russia intervene in 2016, but they're going to do it again.
Right.
When Trump knows that Russia did not intervene in 2016. And right. It's not because he has an ego and doesn't want to admit that Putin helped him. It's that he knows that there's no actual evidence that anything was done. You know, the idea that the Russians spent $100,000 on media, Facebook, influence the 2016 campaign. I mean, Michael Bloomberg has spent $400 million, half of which has been on Facebook
and
on Google.
He's
run 3 billion ads on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
Google.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and the point is, it's only lifted him to about 18% in the polls, if you can believe those polls.
Well, actually, after he got Putin. He got pummeled by the committee meeting he had the other night. It was almost like the best comedy ever, so seeing his response to Elizabeth Warren tearing him apart and giving him what we call a political spanking online on air.
Well, he was destroyed, and the point is, it just shows that $100,000 on YouTube is not going to turn the election. I mean, Putin may be brilliant, but he's not that brilliant.
So and the Russians, firstly, to be honest with you, if you actually look at the people behind the Uraniagate and so on, where they got out 20% of our uranium, the Russians were even paying Bill Clinton a couple of big $500,000 things for doing lectures in Russia. So this idea that there's tons more evidence that they backed Hillary Clinton, because she was certainly in the back pocket of the Russians and the oligarchs long before. There was no mention at all of Trump. All Trump was doing was trying to build a hotel, I think, in Moscow, and that's it.
He wasn't even trying to do that. Look, the point is, we have to really be absolutely precise, Bill, because of the disinformation coming out from Schiff and from the media, and from the Brennans and others. So let me just be clear on this.
Yeah.
Trump was not building a hotel in Moscow.
That's what the story was, that they were going to do that. But here's what I want to use a little humor here, Kyle. Basically, you know how we live out in an area where we're outside the city of Istra, and when we refurbished our septic field, we had them put nice new caps on, and we had them pump our septic tanks, right? So what we have is the political septic pump truck has arrived in Washington, D.C., and the driver is one of the people that works for Trump. The septic pump truck has arrived now, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think the reason I'm being a little bit prickly over this is that there's so much disinformation.
Right.
People really need to have the clear, simple truth.
Right.
That's why I say on the Roger Stone case, it wasn't a victory that he was only given 3 years, 4 months. It's a crime.
He shouldn't get 3 days or 3 hours.
His verdict should be overturned.
Well, not only that, he makes his money by media in contact. And this judge actually silenced him, so he couldn't even do things to actually come on like my show or sell books or do anything. It's a crime what they did to this man. And if they can do it to anybody, it means... If you think it's bad being in the Soviet Union or a totalitarian regime, what these attorneys did in the Democratic Party is worse than any totalitarian regime in the world. You know, I don't care what label you put on it. This is an obscenity, isn't it?
Well, Bill, let me read something to you from Lyndon LaRouche from 1996. In 1996, so after he got out of prison, after George H.W. Bush put him in jail, LaRouche said, "We have an out-of-control Justice Department where the rot is not in the appointees as much as it is in the permanent bureaucracy."
Wow.
"We have a permanent sickness in the permanent bureaucracy of part of our government." And he said, "In my case, when the time came that somebody wanted me out of the way, they were able to rely on that permanent bureaucracy of government to do the job."
Right.
And then he said, "Someone with the right credentials and password walks in and says, we want to get this group of people or we want to get this person, they do it." And then he added, "Until we remove from our system of government a rotten permanent bureaucracy, which acts like contract assassins, using the authority of the justice system to perpetuate assassinations, this country is not free, nor anyone in it."
Right.
Now, that's LaRouche from 1996.
Wow.
Now, let me just read you some comments made by K.T. McFarland just 2 days ago on Baltimore radio. McFarland was the assistant to General Flynn. She came in as an intelligence analyst during the Reagan administration.
Right.
She considers herself a Reaganite. She was Flynn's assistant, and she was someone that Mueller went after to try and force her to flip on Flynn. And they questioned her for 30 straight hours, and she didn't break, She ended up having to leave government. She and her husband moved into the hills for a while, but now she's writing a book, and she came out and she said this. And tell me if you think this sounds like what LaRouche said 25 years ago. She said, this tool which we have given the intelligence community, which is a good thing for them to have if they're tracking down mass murderers and terrorists, they're using it for political purposes to go after political enemies.
Right.
And she said the country's going through a bigger revolution than just the anti-Trump Washington establishment. It's way bigger than that. There's a certain group of people who have gotten used to governing, and they think it's their divine right. And even if the American voters vote for someone who wants to get rid of them or change their policies, they feel they have the duty to overrule election results.
She
said, this is a fight between the governed and the people who are doing the governing. We, the people, think we should be in charge. And she finished by saying the Washington establishment is made up of a permanent professional politicians at the administrative state, and the people in the bureaucratic state who can't be fired from government, as well as think tanks and the mainstream media, they're all part of the same group, and they think they're the ones in charge. So what LaRouche said in 1996 is still true today.
Right.
Now, we can use this Stone case, where 1,100 lawyers and officials from the Justice Department exposed themselves as operatives of this rotten permanent bureaucracy.
Yeah, they actually voted. They also voted actually to try to see if they could disbar Barr. I mean, right?
Well, and I think what this means is that the challenge is for us, and this is why I'm saying we have to be very clear on these things.
Right.
That Russiagate had nothing to do with anything Russia did. The stories that are out there, for example, you saw the other story that came out today that supposedly Julian Assange was given an offer to testify that Russia didn't give him the material and Trump would pardon him.
Where did that story come from? That doesn't even sound rational, does it?
Well, it's a fake story, because here's the first point. Assange has already said that the Russians didn't give him the emails.
Yeah, so why is it something new? I mean, this is, and by the way, he wasn't arm twisted by Trump or anybody else, right?
No, he had nothing to do with Trump.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's important to look at the way Assange, who is a publisher, and he was publishing material given to him by a whistleblower, in this case, Chelsea Manning.
Right.
So the whistleblower Manning went to prison. Assange is being tortured, psychologically tortured in prison while they're holding him to extradite him to the United States.
I heard they were conditioning him with toxic drugs. Do you know that?
Yeah, they are. Now, what do they do with the so-called whistleblower in the Ukraine gate case? He's a hero.
Yeah.
So, in other words, if you tell the truth about the corrupt networks that control these things, you're going to be tortured and killed. But if you lie to defeat them, you become a hero. And so that's what we're up against. That's the nature of this imperial bureaucracy. And
It's a lot bigger than we thought, isn't it?
Well, it's bigger, but the point is that, and the point of my article, Bill, is that they're being forced to expose themselves because so much of this has come out.
Right.
Look, we at LaRouche PAC have done a really excellent job.
Well, you guys have been following it for years. That's what
on the back. We've done an excellent job at exposing what the Mueller operation was, the whole Russiagate story is. And the reason we could do that is because we were given the intelligence tools by LaRouche to smell a British agent and a British operation.
But there's one side effect of what you're doing there. You know what it is?
What's that?
Geopolitical shoulder dislocation from patting yourself on the back.
Well, I'm
don't mind the dislocation. You can have it pop back in and put it in a sling. I'm kidding you.
I know. I think it's important that people know that we've been there from the beginning.
Oh, way ahead. That's why I have you on the show, because you guys are whistleblowing. That's why Lyndon spent time in prison. He was whistleblowing against us decades ago, right?
That's exactly right. And Ramsey Clark made these comments that, you know, Ramsey Clark was the former attorney general. He was LaRouche's lawyer on his appeal.
Right.
He said, this is the most far-reaching case of prosecutorial misconduct and fraud that he's ever seen and that he's familiar with.
Well, that's why even posthumously, Lyndon should get a pardon from Donald Trump. I mean, this is obscene what happened. And we see the same thing going with Julian Assange. We see the same thing with Stone. I've interviewed Stone on my show. The man is brilliant in strategy he gave Trump, which helped him to get elected. And Trump, by the way, I'm certain, depending on no matter which way this goes, he's not going to intervene right away. He's going to wait till they either have a trial or they try to pass sentence, and he's going to give him a pardon. He's not going to spend 3.5 years in jail.
Well, let me make another point here, that Barr also panicked everyone by saying he's reviewing the Flynn case. And the request for, Flynn is asking to withdraw his guilty plea. If you have Roger Stone get a new trial and the Flynn case, the guilty plea withdrawn, the whole of Russiagate collapses.
Right.
It's already collapsed, but it would collapse further.
Right.
Then the investigation into the FBI sting operations around this Joseph Mifsud, for example, who Mueller said was a Russian agent. Mifsud himself said he worked for the British and Western intelligence agencies. The Italian government, which protected him for a while, said he was working for them and for the British.
Right.
So then you have Stefan Halper, who is the person who targeted Carter Page. You have the Christopher Steele dossier. So the evidence is absolutely clear that there was a British operation that was laundered through John Brennan, Clapper, and Comey to bring down the President of the United States. Now, this is such a big scandal. This is a bigger scandal than if Putin had actually done what they accused him of doing.
Right.
So this story has to come out. And, I will say one other point on Roger Stone. The man is a true hero.
Oh, yeah.
Because he could have flipped and said, yes, I went to WikiLeaks on Trump's behalf. I mean, he could have lied.
Right.
And none of this, he would have been spared all of this. But Roger said he's not going to flip because, first of all, it would be a lie. And secondly, he's not going to protect himself at the expense of the nation.
Right. Which I'm really proud of Roger Stone. I hope we get him back on the show, on the videos and everything. I hope we get him a series of books and videos. They need to make a movie over this. And you guys are heroes over at LaRouche because you've been cheering for him for years. I want to go to a little break for a couple minutes, a bio break, and I'll be right back. And we're going to continue our dialogue here. So we're going to go to a quick bio break. So you just stay right there on Skype. We have you up on the camera. By the way, your little picture is sitting there right beside your email that we have that you sent me about Roger Stone. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes. We're going to break. Be back in just a minute.
Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get Nutramedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at Nutramedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with Nutramedical. Nutramedical's Power C-Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world because the calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin and black pepper extract to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C-Plus, it helps to alkalize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C-Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C-Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
A powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer and vascular inflammation, and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay.
The first hour cool of the stuff. NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with
okay.
Wellness.
We're
going to
go live here.
Technology.
Okay, I'm going to go back to your documents, and we have those back here now. We're back here. You can see part of the article here. It says, and I'm gradually scrolling through it. Barr launched an investigation of the origins of it says here, Russiagate investigations. We talked about that here a little earlier. I'll put this whole article up, by the way, everybody, so you'll be able to see it if you go to Deagle-Network. And, of course, this next section is called Drain the Swamp, and that's why we said the swamp pump truck, like for your septic field, has now arrived in Washington, D.C., and Trump's got a driver now in the District of Criminals, hasn't he?
Well, the important thing is that the political class is panicked. The media is panicked. The media is coming up with new minor attempted scandals every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they've got their hands full because on the other side, they're trying to orchestrate the Bloomberg nomination, which is not going to be easy for them to do.
Right.
You know, Trump made a funny tweet when he talked about how Bloomberg completely fizzled and flopped in his opening debate, and Trump said, it's not so easy to do what I did.
Yeah, I know, it's
which
funny.
Which is true. Which is true, and you saw Bloomberg completely flummoxed by Elizabeth Warren.
It
just says now that Bloomberg has announced that he's going to release three women from their non-disclosure agreements, as if that somehow answers the question. Elizabeth Warren asked him, how many are there? And he looked as though he had no idea. So the thing you have to realize when you're dealing with someone like Bloomberg is he lives in a different world. He's fully protected, so he thinks, by his $60 billion and the fact that people will kiss his rear end because they want a piece of his money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go on a campaign, even if it's a pretty weak field, like the Democratic Party field, they're not going to give him a pass.
No.
And Bernie's not going to, because Bernie right now is on track to at least come into the convention with the most delegates. What's going to happen if Sanders comes into the Democratic convention with a plurality of delegates but not a majority? What will the Democratic establishment do? And that's where you see the danger of a Hillary Clinton or a John Kerry or even a Michelle Obama. That with a deadlocked convention, they'll throw Bernie overboard. They'll dump all these other choices, including Bloomberg. You know, Bloomberg, I think, is going to probably want to ask if there's some way he can get a refund on his $400 million.
Well, I can tell you right now, I know people that actually support Bernie. And if the Democrats do this to Bernie again, they're not even going to show up to be voting. So the Democrats will lose the election just because all the Bernie voters, which is a big chunk, maybe up to 40% or more of the Democratic Party, they're not even going to have a half a chance of getting elected.
Well, you know, in the last election, close to 15% of the Sanders supporters voted for Trump, and 20% didn't vote.
Right.
Now, it'll be bigger this time.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, I think we're, but Bill, the more important point that we need to get to in the last minutes of the show is that you have, besides all this that we've been talking about with the shadow government and so on, you have a crisis, a pending crisis of the financial system that they're not going to be able to deal with. And so they've got all these problems. They've got a Democratic Party that's dysfunctional.
Right.
They've got Barr and Trump who are about to lift the cover of on the shine a light on the shadow government.
Right.
You've got a financial system that's blowing out. You've got danger of chaos breaking out in parts of Africa because of the locusts. You've got the still not fully controlled new virus that's in
that's
China.
That's not only controlled, it's not even started to cause medical martial law worldwide. I have the statistical
and genetic crises.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have the interesting thing, just going back to Bloomberg. Bloomberg is an open supporter of the right to die movement. You know, the idea that if you're over a certain age and you have an illness, don't treat it, just die. It's not a coincidence.
It's not a right to die, it's a duty to die. That's his attitude.
Yeah, that's right. And Bloomberg also was probably, I'm not sure about this, but I think he was involved in the third trimester abortion policy that was adopted in New York State. And Bloomberg also made these comments about farmers. He said, how hard is it to be a farmer? You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you water it, and then harvest it. You know, implying, just like Hillary Clinton, that farmers and anyone that produces anything is an idiot.
Right. By the way, the farmers have to take advanced courses on GPS and coordinating and computer control of agriculture and watering and everything. I mean, this is not a minor thing. So he basically is an ignorant, arrogant SOB who basically no one should pay any attention to him, and hopefully he'll slink off with his billions and leave us alone and go back to his media. And by the way, he's deeply in bed with some of the bad elements around the world in terms of finances, whether they're bad elements in China or Europe or elsewhere, and they're corrupt politicians selling us out, right?
Well, in particular, he was the special UN master for climate. He was appointed after he left the position as mayor to be the person who coordinates global efforts for protecting the climate from man-made climate change, which we know is a hoax. But you know who took his place when he decided to run for president? Mark Carney, the former governor of the Bank of England, who's talking about a regime change in global finance that includes the central banks taking over the budget process and the banks not loaning any money to anything that's not a green policy.
Well, is that ever scary? That means they have basically a form of green autocracy, right?
Well, it's a green dictatorship.
Yeah.
And the deeper argument that they have is that human beings are the cause of the problem, And the solution is fewer human beings.
Well, you know, I got a T-shirt for them. You know what it should say? Me first. In other words,
if
they believe in this, why don't you commit suicide and leave us alone?
Well, you know, they're actually, it's not so funny. There are people in Europe, like the Extinction Rebellion and others, who are not quite proposing their own suicide, but the suicide of the lesser qualified people, which gets us right back to eugenics and the old Nazi policy.
Yeah, right. By the way, the old Nazi policy, people have to understand, that didn't originate in Nazi Germany. It originated in America and was exported to Nazi Germany. People don't know that, do they?
Well, it originated in the U.S. and Britain.
Right, U.S. and Britain, and then it was exported to Germany. Germany didn't originate it. They adopted it later, right?
Sir Francis Galton was the originator of the idea. But when Hitler's Minister of Race came to the United States in 1932 to get an award, I'm sorry, 1935, to get an award at the Harriman family, basically eugenics records office.
Right.
He said, "How I wish we in Germany had the freedom to promote our ideas that you have here." So here you have Hitler's Minister of Race praising the Harrimans. And remember, who is Harriman's partner? Prescott Bush, the father of George H.W.
Bush. And by the way, you got to understand, Prescott Bush was directly involved with Planned Parenthood. You know that, right?
Well, George Bush was, when George Bush was a congressman from Texas, his nickname was Rubbers Bush.
Right.
Because of his work with Planned Parenthood.
Right. I call Planned Parenthood. You know, people have to understand, these people are devils. They're high-level minions. Right.
Then was kill the fetus because you can't kill the parents, but now they're for killing the parents too.
Well, that's why you see Bernie Sanders Claus in his programs. I mean, these people have to understand. You see, they put labels on stuff, but you realize you want affordable health care for everybody, whether you're living in this country or that country, and they put labels on. People have to understand. We have people that have policies in our country, and they say it's a democratic country, that's actually worse in many ways than what's going on in communist China and in Europe.
Well,
I mean, we're only one of seven nations that actually does abortion right up to the moment of delivery. You know, that's only seven nations, and America does more late-term abortions than anybody else.
Well, you know, the same thing is true of the so-called social control mechanisms in China, where Snowden said what China's doing is modeled on what was introduced through Amazon, Google, and Facebook in the United States for the social credit system.
Right.
But look, Bill, here's what I think is interesting now, because we could spend 2 or 3 hours going through the satanic impulses of this ruling elite.
Right.
But the more important point is that they're not all powerful. And too many people in this country have shrunk back in horror at what they see, but then justified not doing anything by saying they're too powerful.
That's a pile of crap. It is really.
It's the self-imposed impotence which the oligarchy creates through their psychological warfare operations and through their lying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a new term for you. You'll like this because you're a geopolitical author. I call them the liocracy. You've heard me say that for a year or so. But I got a new term now because the snake has opposition, moves back and forth, pushes against itself. So I call it the slitherocracy. Do you like that?
Well, you know, one of the things that LaRouche pointed out years ago is that part of the reason the British succeed is that people don't understand that the British will take both sides in an argument. You know, that they will very cleverly define the options in such a way that whichever option you choose, if you're given two bad options,
right,
whichever one you choose will be controlled by the British. And, you know, we're seeing this unfold now with the way they reacted to Brexit, the way the elite reacted to Brexit. The population was clear on why they wanted Brexit. They didn't want EU bureaucrats telling them what to do, controlling their country.
Well, I had politicians on from Ireland and from England over the last, say, 10 years. I remember about 4 years ago I had politicians from both England and Ireland. They said 85% of the rulemaking and the decisions was made by bureaucrats sitting in Brussels or in Strasbourg. It had nothing to do with the people and elected officials. These bureaucrats decided everything. It was ridiculous.
Well, and then on top of that, what they did to make sure that the City of London was protected was get an agreement from the European Market Commission that the City of London banks could continue their positions as the clearinghouse operations for the derivatives trading of the European Union countries. So that the banks in Europe, in order to certify derivative trades, have to go through a clearinghouse, and the clearinghouse has a little bit of money in case something goes bad, but not enough if there's a real default.
No, they don't have enough for default, but they're basically, in other words, they set it up so that Canary Square in London actually had control of the clearing of this debt and created the debt bubble, right?
Well, and more importantly, you have to pay them for every trade you make.
Right.
So
they create money out of thin air, and then you have to pay them because they created it with magic, you know, financial magic, right?
And this is the same grouping that, through the House of Lords, issued a report in December 2018 saying that the most important strategic issue for the United Kingdom is that Trump is not reelected.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I want to bring up one other thing on Brexit, because there are some people in the United States who are under the illusion that Boris Johnson is just like Trump, and that the Brexit policy means that the British are now going to go for sovereignty just like the United States. Let me tell you, the real issue in the Brexit is of the people running Boris Johnson, that these are the neoconservatives who are now talking about a reformed British Empire, which they call Global Britain. And it's
Is that people behind Boris?
Yeah.
So in other words, he's not necessarily a guy like Trump that wants to kind of refurbish things. He's just a different version of the globalist that the British have been in control all along.
Well, he's always been known as an opportunist. The question that people always had is, why is he so committed to Brexit? And I think the answer to that is that there were people who were on the other side of Brexit who prepared an option in case Brexit passed, and Johnson was part of that option.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm not saying this is definitive, but I'm saying that if you actually look at the potential or the policy of this guy...
Well, I've had experts that have told me that basically, I call it the chief reptile of the Queen and the Rothschilds that control even the Queen's jewels, and Canary Square control the world empire through the United Nations. And the British, through their banking systems, through Jersey and Guernsey Island and Grand Caymans in America, control the bubble economy of the whole planet into the tune of quadrillions, not trillions, but quadrillions of dollars. So what you've actually said this, and of course Linda's talked about this for decades, that the British don't rule just the waves like you did 200 years ago, they rule the financial waves, don't they?
Well, and that's where you see the problem. Because
right.
Their ability to control politics in the United States starts with money.
Right.
And if people are convinced that money is wealth, then they'll do whatever they have to do to get on the right side of getting some money.
Right.
As opposed to people understanding that without physical production, without the transformation of nature through application of scientific advance, you have no wealth.
Right.
That wealth is the ability to produce more per unit of output. Or unit of input than was previously done.
Yeah, well, Linda talked about this over and over again. It is four powers of agreement and energy flux density, and the idea that you don't have a productive economy. And the Chinese were smart enough they got this, but we didn't when they had 2008 collapse. They just let the banks invest and blow the big banks up, and little banks disappeared, right?
Well, and in this country, what we did is we passed the Dodd-Frank bill,
right,
which gives banks the right to seize the deposits and the checking accounts of their clients. And that hasn't been done yet in the United States, but it's on the books.
If the economy teeters, let's say this coronavirus really takes off in the next, say, a year or two, of course they're going to do that. They'll seize your accounts just like in 1929. People don't realize... Oh, no, they won't do that. Are you kidding? People don't get at this, do they?
Well, what people don't understand is the role of the central banks and the connection between the central banks, the insurance companies, the global cartels, and the politicians. And it has to do with money. It has to do with corruption. And it has to do with the destruction of the image of man that used to be characteristic of Western civilization.
Well, you know, the term politician means many, poly, and tick means bloodsuckers. So they're many bloodsuckers, aren't they?
Well, you know, I think, Bill, the important point is that we can win this fight now.
Oh, yeah, it's very winnable. That's the thing. They want to convince us that it's not winnable. And with somebody just like Trump and now Roger Stone once he gets his pass and other people like Julian Assange, which I'm sure they didn't hold up some agreement that he had to do this and that in order to get a pardon for Trump. I guarantee you, Chelsea Manning and others are going to get pardons, and the deep state and the media are going to take it hard on the chin. And I guarantee you, with the FISA court things and the other ones, there are a lot of these people that are inside the media and the deep state, inside the intel agencies, that are going to be wearing orange this year. It's the color of 2020 is orange, isn't it?
Well, I would wish that were so, and the point is that we have to make sure it happens.
If it isn't, we're doomed.
This is something you can leave to the politicians and to the Washington bureaucrats, or leave it to Donald Trump to do. He needs to have a population that's mobilized.
Well, that's what we are, you see. Think of you and I. Think of late in all the ancient empires, whether it's ancient Egypt or Samaria or whatever. The high priests were always one level above the warrior king. We were the ones, the high priests, that kept the society working. De Tocqueville said this several hundred years ago when he visited America from France. And people don't understand, if we don't keep the wisdom and keep the truth forward to the people, they're just going to get away with whatever the hell they can get away with. And it doesn't matter what label you put on their empire, they're going to do bad things to the population, aren't they?
Well, this is where Plato had an insight when he talked about the philosopher king.
Right.
He wasn't talking about a monarch. He was talking about the power of ideas to overcome the ability to manipulate people, because what Plato talked about in the Republic is that a democracy, a so-called pure democracy, is not a good form of government, because if you don't have an educated population, they can be manipulated to support bad things.
Well, that's what de Tocqueville said. In fact, if you eventually get people like the young people nowadays that have been convincing universities to support Bernie Sanders Claus, who's a communist. And you see, I want people to have affordable health care. I want people to have affordable education so that they can go and leave their mama's home and have a home and a business, okay? But we don't want totalitarian control by the super state. Whether you put the label of communism on or corporatism, because I don't think we've had real capitalism in America for many years. And the same thing even in communist countries. They don't even have pure Marxism, what even Karl Marx thought about. So what we have to understand is we got to stop using labels on things and see what the functionality of it is, right?
That's right. And I would encourage your listeners, since we're just about at the end of the program, go to the LaRouchePact.com website on a daily basis, because we post every day an editorial, some news briefs, some videos. I have a daily 10-minute update, which is now on the LaRouchePact Facebook page. 10 minutes where in the morning you can get a quick update from me. On Tuesdays, it's at noon, it's live, and you can ask questions of me. You have to do it via the internet, but we're trying to do everything we can.
We should get not only yourself but others on video too, because I've got a new principle, and I'm working with my techie people. I call it Vidiradio. And people want information that's number one. Accessible, they want video, they want pictures, they want connections, they want wisdom. Right now our society, as it says in the Bible, is dying for lack of wisdom. They're not going to get it from the politicians, even good ones like Trump. He's surrounded by a lot.
These are video updates that I'm doing.
I'd like to get your video on my show, even as I say, even in the morning, because you guys are in Germany. You can contact me in the weekend or even earlier in the day, so it's not so dang late. Like right now it's the middle of the night there in Germany. We want to get the truth out to the people, because everywhere in the world, including our brothers and sisters in China, people in Europe, people in third world countries, like Belt and Road, if it's used properly, can elevate the third world population to have industry, have clean food, have a pen that doesn't skip, have a home that's safe, and have clean, good electricity and a non-toxic world. And I'd be worried about globalists wanting to reduce world population by killing off the third world with super plagues. People understand the reason why we have all these super plagues is because the globalists, the Duke of Edinburgh said back in 1988, he said he wanted to come back as a virus and slay the human race. You have to understand, these globalists are satanic atheists. They want to kill us. And the biggest problem is people don't believe them. They don't believe these people are nuts or just plain evil, and they are. Right?
Well, that's what I learned from LaRouche, that the truth is the only way you can change things, and people have to be able to face the fact that they don't know the truth.
Well, yeah, the thing is, you know, I learned the important thing, you know, and I got a question to say this, and this is funny, too. You'll like this, because you and I are older, right? Questions come from your soul, your higher self. And you have to understand this is a godlike thing about human beings. And he talked about this interview with Lux Dinsky. We're going to transition to become a galactic civilization again. And what people have to understand is humans are capable of changing the inner flux tension. We, if we're done properly, can save the biosphere by saving it from ecological disasters, whether it's a CME or incoming asteroid or an explosion of a supernova that causes all kinds of horrible disasters to the planet. And the human race, actually, if we properly apply ourselves, can be the thing to prevent species die off and the ecosphere collapse. But that is involved with the principle that we are, in a sense, a godlike principle to bring order into the chaos of the universe. That's why it's our job eventually to become what we call the bride of the Most High God. It's in the Hebrew Bible, it's in the Christian Bible, and we're going to go through a time now where if we don't go to off-planet, learn technology, and learn how to have a collective heart, which Lyndon had, and you have, and I have, a collective heart for not just each other and nations, but a collective heart not only for the planet, but our cosmos. If we don't do that, we're not going to survive. We're not going to survive.
Well, as I leave now, I just leave your listeners with the thought that take the time to go to LaRouche Pack.
Right. Absolutely.
I'll see you next week.
I appreciate it. You did an amazing job, as always. Thank you for coming on to the program today. We will see you again soon. Next week, when we do a video, anytime if you have somebody else or you want to come on the program, give me a shout. We'll be back in a couple minutes here now with our Hour 3 guests, with Pastor Butch Pa. Take care.